Blog Talk Radio.
My skin is black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain. Inflicts it again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. My skin is yellow. My hair is long. Between two worlds, I do belong. My father was rich and white. He forced my mother late. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My name is Sophronia. My skin is tan. My hair is fine. My hips invite you. My mouth like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Thing. My name is Sweet Thing.
I like to lay down some guidelines. Number one, I own no rights to the music that is played on this show. Number two, the contents of today's show may not be appropriate for children. Number three, it's for mature audiences only. Number four, this is an interactive show, so feel free to call in at area code 515-602-9738. Any further questions, comments, or concerns can be sent to chocolatebitsthings@gmail.com. Okay, with that out of the way, let's begin today's topic, child sexual abuse. This affects children of all walks of life, but we are going to focus on African-American children. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, one in four girls and one in six boys will be sexually abused before they turn 18 years old. African-American children have almost twice the risk of sexual abuse than white children. So, why are we ignoring this? Let's start off by defining some things. There is a difference between an adult and a child. An adult is 18 years old and over, who has gone through childhood that has developed much more in physical, mental, and emotional senses. A child is 17 years old and younger. A child is developing in physical, mental, and emotional senses. Children are dependent on adults for protection, guidance, nurturing, financial, and emotional support. A child is not a miniature adult. So, what this means, and there is nothing consensual between an adult or a child. There is also a need to define sexual abuse, since adults are not the only ones abusing children. According to statistics, 96% of people who abuse children are males. This means that females also sexually abuse children. 76.8% of people who sexually abuse children are adults. This means that children also sexually abuse children. According to Wikipedia.org, sexually abused is also the same as being molested. It is an undesired sexual behavior by one person upon another person. It is often perpetrated using force or by taking advantage of another person. This covers any behavior by an adult or older adolescent towards a child to stimulate any of the involved sexually. In plain speaking terms, child sexual abuse is the use of a child or other individuals for sexual stimulation or gratification. People, this includes direct sexual contact or indecent exposure, which is showing your penis, vagina, butt, or nipples to a child with the intent to gratify your own sexual activities, showing pornography to a child, or using a child to produce child pornography. If you are not clear of direct sexual contact, it includes kissing, touching of the breast, buttocks, private parts, and other unwanted touches. We're talking sexually to a child. It is crucial that as adults, this is understood so that your children can also understand. Here are some other needed facts. 34% who sexually abuse a child are family members of that child. I know we do not want to hear this, but this can be the child's mother, biological mother, biological father, step-parent, uncle, cousin, family, friend, family friend, brother, sister, etc. Only 12% of sexual abuse is never reported to the authorities. Now, children who are sexually abused, 20% are abused before the age of 8. While no child is immune, there are child and family characteristics that significantly heighten the risk of sexual abuse. Family structure is the most important risk in child sexual abuse. Children who live with two married biological parents are at a low risk for abuse. The risk increases where children live with step-parents or a single parent. Children that move out either parent, such as a foster child, are 10 times more likely to be sexually abused than children that live with both biological parents. Children who live with a single parent that has a living partner are at the highest risk. They are 20 times more likely to be victims of child sexual abuse than children living with both biological parents. Gender is also a major factor in sexual abuse. Females are 5 times more likely to be abused than males. The age of the male being abused also plays a part. 8% of victims aged 12 to 17 are male. 26% of victims under the age of 12 are male. Age is a significant factor in sexual abuse. While there is risk for children of all ages, children are most vulnerable to abuse between the ages of 7 and 13. The median age for reported abuse is 9 years old. However, of children who are sexually abused, more than 20% are abused before the age of 8. Race and ethnicity are an important factor in identifying sexual abuse. African American children have almost twice the risk of sexual abuse than white children. Children of Hispanic ethnicity have a slightly greater risk than non-Hispanic white children. The risk of sexual abuse is tripled for children whose parents are not in the labor force. Children in low socioeconomic status households are 3 times as likely to be identified as a victim of child abuse. Children who live in rural areas are almost 2 times more likely to be identified as victims of child sexual abuse. Children who witness or are the victim of other crimes are significantly more likely to be sexually abused. How does these facts pertain to African American children? We will discuss this after the break.
Changed so very much from what it used to be. there is so much hatred, war and poverty.
Some facts to address the previous question. According to the National Center for Victims of Crime, African American children and youth are victimized at a higher level than other children in their age group in the United States. They are three times more likely to be reported victims of sexual abuse. Living in an urban environment also increases the risk of exposure to violence. Many African American children haven't experienced seeing someone get shot or seeing a dead body. Out of 90,000 children sexually abused, 21.9% are African American children. 60% of African American girls have experienced sexual abuse at the hands of African-American males before reaching 18 years old. This is according to a study conducted by Black Women's Blueprint. Here are some questions to think about. Why do we keep quiet? Why are victims made to feel worse? How many of us know perpetrators who prey on children sexually but look the other way? Here are some reports of children who were sexually abused. The sexual abuse of over 1,000 children by Catholic priests in Pennsylvania. More than 300 priests have been sexually abusing children over 70 years. According to an article at NewYorkTimes.com, priests were raping little boys and girls. The men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, but they hid it. The character, Celia, in the book Color Purple, was raped by her stepfather as a child. She ended up having two children from that sexual abuse. Alice Walker received a lot of flack because of this topic. Mother sold her elementary age daughter to men. She was sexually assaulted, given drugs, murdered, and dismembered. She was 10 years old. 15-year-old male routinely assaulted 11-year-old female cousin and nobody even bothered to step in to stop him. It was said that the girl allowed it. When the little girl was asked why she agreed to it, she said so he wouldn't touch the other little girls in the house. Tyler Perry was raped by the mother of a friend who held him hostage until he had sex with her. Oprah Winfrey was raped by a relative when she was 9 years old. Queen Latifah was sexually abused when she was a child. Maya Angelou was raped by her mother's boyfriend. She was only 8 years old. Billie Holiday was raped by a neighbor when she was 12 years old. Arthur Antoine Fisher was sexually abused as a child. Aretha Franklin was sexually abused by her pastor father. He was previously accused of impregnating a 12-year-old girl of his church. Because he was allowed to get away, he would later father one of Aretha Franklin's son. There are many more celebrities who have been sexually abused. But why do we not think this is not happening in our families or communities? I was sexually abused by a family member. But instead of receiving comfort, I have been isolated from the family or not believed. In my book, The Journey of an Invisible Brown Girl, I write about the journey of Destiny, who lived her life as a woman that was sexually abused as a child. Check it out on Amazon.com. In the meantime, here are some resources. Darkness to Light. You can call them at 866-4-LIGHT or text the word LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T, to 741-741. They are available 24/7. Stop It Now can be reached at area code 888-PREVENT, P-R-E-V-E-N-T. The Child Help National Child Abuse Helpline can be reached at area code 800-4-A-CHILD. They are available 24/7. RAIN, capital R-A-I-N-N, National Sexual Assault Hotline, area code 800-656-HOPE, H-O-P-E. Join me next week, August the 31st, at 6:30 p.m. as we continue this discussion. Email me at chocolate, C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E, bits, B-I-T-S, things, T-H-I-N-G-S, at gmail.com. Until next week.